I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Read my lips.
Just send your cash.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Please clap.
It's time for the Mike Madison Show, a new breed of conservative talk. Now, here's your host, Mike Madison.
Showtime!
All right, good morning. Welcome to the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB. Here weekdays 9 to 11 o'clock, offering you independent thinkers out there a nice, safe space. Today is Friday. Next hour, we're going to get into some foreign policy stuff in my False Flag Friday segment. We need to be on guard this stuff now. I'll tell you what, the narrative around COVID is really, it's falling apart. It's not stopping anything. It's still accelerating, but I think more and more people are really starting to look at what we're doing right now and questioning it. They're going to need to scare us with something else pretty soon. So we'll be watching that on the show, and then we'll finish up today's show with This Week on the Crazy Train. Plenty of clips and clip-a-palooza for the end of this show. I'm going to start off with an audio quote of the day. I'm not sure if I played this guy before or not. This is a guy that was interviewed on the streets in Canada last year. I believe this was last summer. He was called Jim Bro. It was just kind of a man on the street interview somebody was doing. The guy is wearing one of these. Yeah, he's a bodybuilder. He's got an oversized tank top on. Sides of his head are shaved. And he's got hair on top. And he's got some kind of I don't know if this is right, Guido sunglasses on. I mean, the guy looks like an absolute meathead. And he was called Jim Bro. Last year. And now they're starting to call him Psychic Bro. Listen to what this guy from Canada said last summer in Canada at the very beginning of lockdowns and mask requirements.
Don't need a mask. The mask is about compliance because they know Canadians like to do what they're told. So if they tell you you have to wear a mask, next they're going to tell you you have to contact trace. Then they're going to tell you you have to take the vaccine. And because Canadians like to do what they're told, they're hoping that everyone just complies. And then guess what, kids? Once you take your vaccine, like a dumb person that doesn't know any better, they're going to tell you, sorry, the vaccine isn't as effective as we thought it was going to be. Ding, ding. So now you still got to wear your mask, got to get contact trace, have all the restrictions and social distancing, and still take your vaccine. Then what did you get out of all of this? You got a whole year where you weren't allowed to travel, your business was closed, they took your rights and freedoms, they forced the vaccine on you, and what happened? The same amount of people died. Everything is the exact same. And now they're going to put you back on lockdown and bring it all the way till July of next year so they can do the same thing again. Bring you from July, August, and September, getting you off lockdown, but just to bring you back on lockdown again. If you idiots haven't figured it out yet, it's a perpetual cycle that you never get out of. And it's a way to take your rights, your freedoms, close your business, take your wealth. Why? So you become dependent on government. Why? If you're independent, the government works for you like it's supposed to. If you depend on the government to give you a paycheck to feed your family every month because they closed your business on you, now the government doesn't work for you. The government rules you. So instead of a middle class, we have the government, upper class, and the lower class dependents that rely on the government to survive. In other words, we have a slave class, and that's what they're trying to do. It's that simple.
He's Psychic Bro, isn't he? It's much the visual to it is great. This guy is just he's got a few tats, the bodybuilding tank top on, the Guido glasses, the side head shaved. he does not look like the guy who could break down on television for everybody to know exactly what's coming up. But boy, wasn't he dead on right. You know, one of the things, I don't know if I've ever really talked about it on here. I've talked a lot about, you know, we're now approaching new mask mandates. I expect any day now, unless I've already missed it. Has it already happened? Has Has Lumumba in Jackson already mandated masks? I've been purposely avoiding. Sometimes I'll go to the Jackson Kroger, but I've been avoiding it just because I just, at this point, I almost assume Jackson's going to do another mask mandate. But we've talked a lot on this show about the studies, peer-reviewed studies, the charts that show that mask mandates did nothing. A couple of days ago, I did the Thailand statistic where Thailand was in just almost complete mask compliance, and National Geographic was just cheering their mitigation efforts on the disease, and everybody's wearing their mask, and their case count goes up by over 600,000%. The masks do not work. But so the question is really, why do they keep pushing these masks? If they the people know, Thomas Dobbs knows they don't work. He'll never admit that out loud. Anthony Fauci knows masks don't work. He actually did admit that out loud, but then he changed his mind and reversed his course. So why the masks? I haven't found any connection between Anthony Fauci or Thomas Dobbs or any of these politicians who are pushing masks that they have investments in mask companies. So why do they keep pushing us to wear the mask? The reason that they want us to wear these masks is because it is a constant visual reminder to be scared that there is a danger out there. Imagine a world where masks had never been rolled out here, and you went about your day. Imagine our kids going to school every day for the past year, just like they did in Sweden, with no masks. The kids would forget about COVID. The kids would forget to be scared during the day. The kids would forget to be in fear of their fellow classmates. The masks are there as a constant visual reminder of a danger that you should be scared of. That's what the masks are for. Not somebody's making some money off of them. Mask sales are up again. But the masks are for conditioning. They're to visualize. You can't visualize a virus. People will go about their lives and they'll forget something may or may not be floating through the air that is so microscopic, there's no chance we'll ever see it. As a matter of fact, it's so microscopic, it just runs straight through a mask. But we would stop and we wouldn't even really think about this disease. But as long as they keep these things on our face, they keep us in constant fear. That's what the masks are for. And I'm thinking about doing a new, do quotes of the day each day. I may start doing the scare word of the day as well. Now, these won't come up all the time. They're probably weekly or biweekly, something like that. You know, scare words like Delta. The Delta variant. That's been the scare word for 2 or 3 weeks now. I'm trying to noodle down into how in the world they're figuring out these variants, particularly with the admission by the CDC that the COVID test can't even distinguish between COVID-19 and the flu. I called the Mississippi Department of Health. They said UMC does the genetic sequencing for these things. I didn't have time to call UMC and inquire as to how many tests they can run a day with this genetic sequencing, but I have a suspicion that everybody who's tested in the state of Mississippi does not go through UMC. And if that's the case, them just coming out and saying this is Delta variant, they're doing that with absolutely no evidence whatsoever. But anyway, there's always a scare word. The scare word to today's scare word is chicken pox. Have you seen this? Delta variant as contagious as chicken pox. Oh, boy. They must be drooling just thinking, gosh, if this virus, the next one we put together, we need to make sure it puts a rash on people's faces. Now, that'll scare them. So now they are floating this out there that's chicken pox. That's scare word of the day today. Iceland's chief epidemiologist has suggested that some COVID-19 lockdown restrictions may remain in place for as long as, anyone? 15 years. Parulfur Gorgansson. There's so many little dots and dashes over that guy's name. I have no idea what it is, but he's a doctor who serves as the chief epidemiologist of the Icelandic Directorate of Health. Was quizzed by journalist Esther Hallstatter about how long the rules would continue. The man was asked if there is no clear way out of this epidemic now that the measures are being proposed despite vaccinations and whether we could be on the verge of restrictions over the next 5, 10, or 15 years. His response was, Yeah, that's a possibility. I remind everybody that there was a pandemic that started, I believe, in 1958. And it ran all the way through 1969, through Woodstock. See, this was before America became a whimpering mass of hysterical hypochondriacs. They had a 300,000-person 3-day concert in upstate New York during the midst of this pandemic. But this pandemic that we had here in 1958 ran all the way to 1969. They are not going to let us out of this thing unless we force them to. And for those of you still out there using the mask, please, please stop. Unless you have a legitimate reason, or if you are with somebody who is an especially juicy talker. We all know these people. You talk to them, they just, there's a lot of stuff flying your way. Keep a mask handy for those people, but as far as moving about your daily business, don't let them continue to fearmonger you. And I have no intention of watching people walk around with a useless mask for another 15 years. But I'm telling you, they're going to try.
If you need an experienced lawyer that you can trust, contact the law firm of Danks, Miller & Corey. Our lawyers represent clients and small businesses across Mississippi. With over 100 years of combined legal experience, we have the expertise to handle even the most complex legal matters. When you need a lawyer to fight for you, don't compromise. Call Danks, Miller & Corey. You can reach us at 601-957-3101, 601-957-3101, or online at danksmillercorey.com.
I know I cover a lot of topics on the show that are not on other shows. I don't know if it's because it's not interesting to people. I cover what I think is important on this show. I don't think anybody really understands how deeply researched this show is. I spend many hours for every single show, up to the point where I had a quote of the day today attributed to Einstein, but I went to go verify that Einstein actually said it. I loved the quote, but I'd never seen it attributed or anything similar attributed to Einstein, so I researched it, couldn't verify that it was an Einstein quote. Some people were challenging that it was, so I didn't even do a quote of the day because I could not verify that it was actually an Albert Einstein quote. That's how dedicated to researching this stuff. So when I talk about masks not working, I'm not just shooting from the hip. When I'm talking about unvaccinated people getting fewer cases of COVID in Great Britain than vaccinated people, I'm not making that up. I'll play the clip from the Australian Health Ministry that tells you that every single person in their hospitals are all vaccinated. One of them had only had one shot, so they consider that unvaccinated. But there wasn't a single person that had not taken a jab in the hospital in Australia, according to their health ministry. I played you the clip. It was from their press conference. It wasn't just me. So anyway, I just say that to say I'm not even going to bring you a quote of the day if I can't verify the attribution to somebody. So here's a quote of the day that I think is from Bill Blaine, because it's at the beginning of one of his articles. I tried to look the quote up itself, and I couldn't find it attributed to anybody else, so I think it's just the first opening line of his newest piece, and it comes to economic stuff. He says, trying to explain economics to a politician is a bit like explaining a guitar to a puppy. And, you know, that's the thing, is that I don't think people realize this. When we look at the economy and we listen to everybody from AOC did something the other day on, I may have it in This Week on the Crazy Train. I can't remember if I kept that clip or not. AOC was out trying to explain inflation. It was the biggest word salad of nothingness. We've got people in Washington, D.C. right now that are going to spend $6 trillion that they have to steal from other people first. And they have no idea what they're doing. Well, I mean, they know they're paying off their political donor class. But all the words that they come out and say, we're going to grow jobs this way or that way, or we're going to do this, or we're going to do it, they have no earthly idea. They have no economic understanding whatsoever. And most people in America think, these are some really smart people. I mean, you just don't get to be Speaker of the House, Mike, if you don't understand economics. No, absolutely you do. You get to be Speaker of the House if you know how to raise money. That's all it is. If you know how to lie, you know how to smile and dial, raise money for the party, you're Speaker of the House. Yesterday's unemployment claims rose unexpectedly again. It's so interesting. So many unexpected things happen because they keep telling us what's going to happen. And the number on government benefits is back over 13 million people. GDP missed pretty big. It came in at 6.5% instead of the 8.5% that was expected. And some people were expecting a second quarter GDP to be over 10%. Double-digit GDP came in at 6.5%. How did the stock market react to all of this large, really pretty important bad news? The market went up. CNBC headline, Dow climbs 150 points to touch an intraday record. As investors look past weak economic data. Yeah, they're not looking past anything. They're understanding the Federal Reserve is going to keep printing money that is going to find its way into the stock market. It has nothing to do with the fact we've gone from 2 million to 13 million people on the government dole over the past year. We haven't even approached, haven't even gotten close to February of 2020. And going back to where we were on that, nobody cares. The Fed's still printing out money. And listen to this statistic. As of July 21st, the Fed balance sheet, this is the Federal Reserve balance sheet. This means essentially money they've printed up and they've gone out and just bought stuff. Isn't that a great gig? Can you imagine? Why do we have to go to work? How do we get the magic printer? The Fed balance sheet stood at a record $8.24 trillion. In the previous week, the central bank expanded the balance sheet by $39 billion. In July alone, the Fed has added $162 billion to its balance sheet. $162 billion printed up out of thin air, went out, bought some bonds, stuck them on their balance sheet. The Fed balance sheet has nearly doubled in just a little over a year. It stood at a mere $4.159 trillion on February 24th, the cusp of the COVID-19 pandemic. The New York Fed projects the balance sheet will top $9 trillion before all is said and done. And let me break it to the New York Fed. It's going to go way past $9 trillion. They can never unwind this thing. MarketWatch had an interesting thing. Do you want to know the last time interest rates were this low? Take a guess. I hear you. Someone said 100 years. What's that? 300 years? No. MarketWatch, they have a headline to answer that question. I couldn't click through to the story because they put me behind a paywall, and I'm not giving them a dollar for 4 weeks. Their information's not that valuable. Their headline says the last time, well, here it is. The headline actually says interest rates haven't been this low in 5,000 years. And then we get to, and again, like I say, I cover stuff other people don't cover. I just don't do a lot of political theater stuff. It just isn't interesting to me. Chuck Schumer is a disgrace to the human race, as is Nancy Pelosi, as is Kevin McCarthy, as far as I'm concerned. And probably a lot of you agree with me on that, except that Kevin McCarthy did try to ride Trump's coattails, so maybe you think he's a good guy. He's not. But I don't do those things. But what is interesting to me is what's going on economically. And listen to these things. This is the reverse repo market, and I don't have time to explain it, nor do I really have the ability to explain it. There was a great video I saw on the reverse repo markets. You know, this made headlines a while back when these numbers started spiking. I watched a video on it that really did explain it to me. Essentially, it's banks take their excess reserves and they loan them to the Federal Reserve overnight and they get an interest rate on it. Another pretty good gig, right? Risk-free money that you just take. You're not doing anything with it overnight. Send it to the Fed and they'll send you a few bucks back with it. It's really a great gig for the banking system. Anyway, this number, if you look at a chart from it, it essentially has got a bunch of, you know, peaks and spikes. It was starting to go a little haywire in the 2019. This was signaling some real market trouble ahead. It's one of the reasons I think they rolled out COVID. Something was breaking in our banking system, and they needed to print up a bunch of money and bail out a bunch of industries, but they knew that there was no way the American people were just going to sit back and allow the bailouts to happen. So they said, we need a crisis. Because I just don't think American people are going to let us shovel out another $4 or $5 trillion to the financial elites and Wall Street in this economy. So we need a crisis. And I believe that was one of the impetuses of what we've seen going on with COVID. But the markets were breaking in September, October of 2019 with this reverse repo market. But it has gone even crazier than that. The volume is quickly approaching $1 trillion a day. With today's reverse repo usage hitting the second highest on record at $987.3 billion, just shy of $1 trillion. If this volume continues, the reverse repo volume continues around the same pace, around $200 billion more every month, volume will reach $2 trillion by the end of the year. That's $2 trillion that's moving back and forth every single night. This is not usual. It has never happened before. Something is dramatically broken in our banking and financial system, and they're hiding it in this printing money up overnight and letting the banks take all their freshly sloshing around Fed funds that they've been given and depositing them for interest overnight. You know, I've been a little derelict to get this more back to the average American's experience where I guess it's most important. I've been a little derelict in reporting on the losses taken by American savers with these low interest rates. I told you the other day that if somebody had saved, had $100,000 in savings, normal interest rates, their money would be worth somewhere around $212,000 now at about a 6% compounded annual. Instead, you've been getting 0.5%. And so it's cost the average American saver who's got $100,000. Yeah, I'm talking about retirees out there trying to just put money in savings and CDs. It's cost you about $106,000. And that's the same amount that has been saved by the Wall Street firms because they don't have to pay that amount in interest. It's a direct wealth transfer from the working savers in America up to the Wall Street elites. Nobody's paying attention to it. Nobody wants to talk about it. You're not going to hear about it on Sean Hannity. But it's actually worse than that. I dropped the ball a little bit on explaining that to you because not only are you only getting 0.5% on your savings, if you go, and that's really, I'm being generous there. If you're going into just a bank savings account, it's about 0.1%. But I'm going to be a little generous here and just say you can find a five-year CD maybe at half a percent interest. We know now inflation is running, even officially, inflation's running about 5%. That means the American saver is losing 4.5% of their savings each and every year right now. So it's worse than I've even said in that you're sacrificing interest income because now you've got the double whammy of not being able to save money, get any interest rate return, and raging inflation, meaning the longer you park your money at 0.5%, the more money you're losing. Is China or Russia stealing 4.5% of your savings every year? Because that's who they tell us the greatest threat to the American way of life is China and Russia, right? Now, China and Russia is not reaching into your financial world and stripping you of your wealth. That is our government and your Federal Reserve. But, of course, again, as I say, Sean Hannity is not going to talk about the Federal Reserve, so why do I bother? And here it gets a little worse, too, because here's the really sad fact about it. This is permanent. They can't change this policy. They have taken us so far down this path that to change directions now, it's almost like you're in a car speeding at 150 miles an hour. They can't turn the wheel. Even the slightest deviation, you risk just a rollover fireball crash. And so they can't do it. It's full speed, pedal to the metal. This is permanent. To any of you out there who've been upset about the savings rates you've been getting over the past few years and you're just hoping that everything gets back to normal, it's not. Not going to happen. This is it. It's only going to get worse from here until something really horribly systemic happens. We have a good old-fashioned crisis. Well, not even a good old, an unprecedented crisis in the United States. And then maybe some saner people start running policies here in the United States, or maybe the American people demand it through education on shows like this one to understand that these masters of the universe that have been noodling around with our economy have made such a catastrophic mess that it is beyond belief. This is permanent. You will never be able to go to the bank and open a savings account again with a decent interest rate unless we have been entered into some huge, huge crisis. And by then, you ain't going to have any money to put in a savings account. On that happy note, I'll be right back.
Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB. I know this economic stuff is not the sexy radio people want. I understand that, but I'm meeting you halfway because, to be honest with you, I could probably do an hour to 2 hours every day on economics, and here's why. Because it is the root of everything. You want to know why Black Lives Matter has got hundreds of thousands of people into the streets? You want to know why people are looting? You want to know why people are committing crimes? You want to know why we've got destroyed inner cities? Do you want to know why these things are happening? They wouldn't be happening in a society that's prosperous, that has a sound financial footing. I believe every single thing out there is tied to basically, you know, it's this dissatisfaction. Most people's lives are, they're desperate. People are desperate because this monetary system that we are running in the United States is trampling people. And it's creeping up the vine, too. Oh, it's not really a big deal that we got a bunch of homeless. They're just a bunch of whacked out drug head crazies. But, you know, that line of desperation is moving farther and farther and farther up. What do you think this inflation is doing towards the bottom part of the middle class? Hell, the middle class itself. It's starting to eat away at the middle class. You will start living like people in poverty if you do not understand the economic system and why this is happening. Because I tell you what, I am not going to say, it's driving me crazy. Conservative show after conservative show after conservative show talks about how Joe Biden brought us all this inflation. I don't know how many memes I've seen. Hey, thanks, Democrats, for the $5 gallon gasoline. Noam Chomsky has a great quote. This one is attributed. I'll tell you. He says, the smart way to keep people passive and obedient is to strictly limit the spectrum of acceptable opinion, but allow very lively debate within that spectrum. See, they control, you know, where you can talk. And so what people do is they try to look at this inflation in a partisan issue because it came to roost under Joe Biden. It was Richard Nixon, the Republican, that took us off the gold standard. Of course, he did it because of Johnson's Great Society spending programs and his failed war in Vietnam that broke us financially. Then Nixon, the Republican, takes us. I mean, you don't think the money that was printed up during the Trump term has anything to do with this inflation? You just believe Joe Biden came in and just because he's a bumbling idiot, prices started to rise? It is that lack of understanding. I know it makes for great conversation when you're with your conservative and Republican buddies. It's just but look, there's a million things to hate about Joe Biden. Blaming him alone for inflation is like elementary school thinking. You should be furious with Donald Trump for signing budgets that were trillion-dollar deficits. You should be furious at Donald Trump. If you don't like inflation, you should be upset that Donald Trump signed an emergency executive order giving $300 a week extra unemployment. Before Donald Trump left office, he signed a $2.2 trillion spending bill. I think another $1.2 trillion spending bill. The CARES Act. Joe Biden will make it worse, but so did Donald Trump and Barack Obama. And George, I mean, they've all made it worse. And I am so sick of listening to conservatives and Republicans be duped into this idea. Like I say, there's a million reasons to think Joe Biden is incompetent fool who doesn't deserve to be in the presidency. But to think the thing that really drives me crazy about the inflation stuff and blaming it on Joe Biden is that that leaves this hope that, oh, if Trump comes back, inflation will go away. No, it won't. And if Donald Trump had won a second term, this same inflation would be happening. Donald Trump was president when we broke our supply lines, when we shut down industries. Donald Trump was president during that time. And this idea that this is some kind of a red versus blue team. Oh, if there were just more Republicans, we would never have any inflation. As you can see, it's a bit of a pet peeve. Meanwhile, these kinds of things are going on. Maybe you'll find this interesting. This is the game being played on you. I've just explained to you what's happening to you when it comes to interest rates and your savings because of this game. But it's great for some people. Apollo is one of these private equity firms. Been tied to, you know, Jeffrey Epstein. But here's what they're doing with all their freshly printed Fed cash. Bloomberg reported Thursday that one of the firms, this is Apollo Private Equity Group, one of their flagship funds booked a $1.6 billion profit by selling a once struggling hospital chain to, anybody? Anybody? Guess who they sold it to? No, not Gates or Soros. No. They sold it to another one of their funds. They booked on their balance sheet a $1.6 billion profit by taking this hospital chain and selling it to another part of their company. Specifically, Apollo's eighth flagship fund completed the sale of hospital chain LifePoint to its ninth fund last month for $2.6 billion after investing a total of $975 million in the Brentwood, Tennessee-based chain. They also got, just to let you know, this Apollo group, the guy, what's the guy's name at the top of Apollo? I've forgotten, but he might have stepped down by now because he was so heavily tied to Jeffrey Epstein. People started kind of looking at him sideways. So I guess he might have booked out of town. He may still be there. I don't know. Why would he leave? Nobody really cares. That firm got $600 million in grants, you know, COVID and all. Because I'm sure private equity was just at the brink of collapse. The market was soaring. The Fed was printing up unprecedented amounts of money. But for some reason, this private equity group got $600 million from the taxpayer as a bailout during the pandemic. So go ahead and knock yourself out. If you want to just sit there and focus on Joe Biden and inflation and think that you're going to solve anything when Joe Biden's out of office or croaks, which is potentially imminent. And what you will find is you will find yourself with a Republican president, a President Trump, a President DeSantis, whoever. And you know what else you'll find? Runaway inflation is still going on. Donald Trump, jawbone, told the Federal Reserve, take interest rates back down to zero. He couldn't take 2% interest rates. He said, take them back to zero, maybe negative. We want negative interest rates. You know who's getting negative interest rates? The American people. You're getting 0.5% on your 5-year CD. You're losing 5% a year to inflation. You're losing 4.5% on your money each and every year. But go ahead, knock yourself out. It's fun to talk about. It's all Joe Biden's fault. Yeah, it's really kind of getting to me, as you can tell. I'll be right back. Food allergies know how difficult it can be to find quality, affordable restaurants that cater to your needs. That's why the folks over at Your Pie have made a commitment to ensure everyone can enjoy great-tasting pizza. Your Pie offers gluten-free dough, vegan, non-dairy cheese, and non-dairy sorbet. Just ask for it next time you're in line. Matter of fact, just mention any allergy you have, and the folks at Your Pie will go over the top to make sure you can safely enjoy their delicious food. That's Your Pie in Gluckstadt, where food allergies never stop you from being able to express your inner pizza.
Right into this world, all alone. God takes your soul, you're on your own.
Look, if your brother or sister was, you saw them participating in a scam, you could just tell they were getting scammed. Wouldn't you try to intervene? Wouldn't you try to talk some sense into them? That's the attitude I have with this show. I'm so tired of seeing people duped into this. You're giving the Federal Reserve and the federal government Congress controlled by all of these people, a complete pass by trying to blame Joe Biden for inflation. And again, it doesn't mean that you like Joe Biden to just not mention the fact that Donald Trump, Barack Obama, every president since 1971, including Ronald Reagan, has presided over massive deficits in debt and money printing, but nothing like we've seen during Obama and Trump and now Biden. This inflation was coming anyway. Focus on the things that Joe Biden really is terrible at, which is everything else. And he'll be bad on inflation, too. I'll blame him, whoever follows him. Whatever inflation arrives in the first 6 months of the next president's term will be at the feet of Joe Biden and Donald Trump and Barack Obama and the Federal Reserve and the Treasury. I mean, it is just, I'm sick of watching people get duped. I can't take the talking points anymore. I looked into this Apollo Group. This is the company that you gave $600 million to. It's Friday. This is always the day I tell you to pull out your paychecks, look at your federal withholding, and just know here's where that money went. It went to $600 million went to Apollo Global Management. Their CEO, Leon Black, paid child sex predator Jeffrey Epstein $158 million for financial advice from 2012 through 2017, despite knowing Epstein pleaded guilty to sexually abusing an underage girl in 2008. Now, this guy retired. I kept wanting to call him Conrad Black, who was the guy over the big media company, Viacom or something. So I knew that wasn't right. It's Leon Black, probably a relation. These people are all inbreds. Black retired as CEO, but he remains as the chairman. He did the investment firm Apollo did reveal that a probe of the company and Black's ties to Epstein, they'd found no wrongdoing. So there you go. They investigated themselves and found out, oh, there's nothing to see here. So you gave, you taxpayers, Republican, Democrat, Black, white, young, old, every single one of you, you gave Apollo $600 million. Apollo had previously given Jeffrey Epstein $158 million. And you're going to sit around at your cocktail parties talking about Joe Biden made lumber more expensive. It's almost funny. You know, I got to put myself in the mindset of the people running the show right now. When they see the memes floating around about how Joe Biden created $5 gasoline and made lumber so expensive, they just laugh and laugh and laugh. Ooh, it's working. It's working again. We got them to do the two-party thing, so they're not paying any attention to the people actually creating this inflation. I'm not sure what to finish with. I actually have some memes here that are hilarious. Maybe I should try to do that. Try to calm myself down. I can't watch it anymore. I'm fed up with this stuff. Because, look, the crisis is coming. And if you refuse to understand or acknowledge the problem, then when the crisis comes and we have to make some drastic new decisions, you're going to make bad decisions. It is our inability to diagnose the problem that is the problem. Again, as I say, I know every time I mention the word Federal Reserve, it may be just me. You know, Dana Loesch did something about the Federal Reserve. And I thought, yes, okay, thank God. Somebody said something's talking about this. So maybe it will become sexy. Maybe I'm skating to where the puck is going, not where the puck is. But it is one of the most important things in your life, and nobody understands it. Nobody knows that. They think that it's the other side of the aisle. For all the Democrats out there, you're out there running around blaming white supremacy for your problems. Do you want to know why there is an underclass in our inner cities? It's because of entities like the Federal Reserve that have created this oligarchy, this elite. There are working class people in America used to save their way out of poverty. Hardworking parents would stick aside $100 a month for years and years and years. They would pay off their house because houses weren't so damn expensive. The reason they're so expensive right now is because the Federal Reserve prints up a bunch of money They buy a bunch of mortgage-backed securities, which means there's a huge demand for mortgages out there from the financial elites. I'm not talking about from people wanting houses. I'm talking about the banks want mortgages. So they'll give mortgages to anybody who can fog a mirror. This drives up demand for housing, which drives up the prices. So you want to know why your kids can't afford a house? It's not because of Joe Biden. So you want to know, so families used to in this country, it was the great promise of America. You stick away $100 a month. You do that for years and years and years. You pay off your very modestly priced house. And then you've got a little bit of wealth. You don't have huge health costs. Again, the government got involved in health care and the cost went through the roof. And then you maybe passed on to the next generation a nice little springboard into their future because you were able to accumulate a little wealth. Can't do that anymore. Cost of living is high. Housing prices are so high, you don't have any money left over to save it. And if you do save some money, God help you if you try to put it into a savings account and make any money. Our children will never know. Will never know. The miracle of compounding interest that I've talked about several times this week. They'll never know that. Because there is no miracle of compounding your money at 0.1% year after year. That's a big yawn. You don't get anywhere. And so they have just stripped us of our ability, not to mention the fact that they take about a third of everything you earn every year. Oh, but the Republicans, they only want to take 28%, not 33%, Mike. So see, that's why we, if we can just get Trump back, you remember when he cut 3% off of our, he still took an ass load of your money. Even his best case scenario, and I love tax cuts, but the tax cut to zero should be the goal, not sitting around waiting for that 3% less. Now you got inflation running at 5 to 10%. Your tax cut's gone. Your tax cut was meaningless. You're spending it right now in inflation. Inflation is a stealth tax. It's theft just like the income tax is. Your tax cut is history. It doesn't even matter anymore. Any money you're saving, you're using just to keep yourself afloat now. Oh, but go ahead. Just blame one party or the other. That'll fix everything. It's worked so well in the past.
Mike Madison here. All of us should be flying our U.S. flag. And now's the perfect time to contact a complete flag source to have a flagpole installed at your home or business. For a limited time, all U.S. flags up to 5x8 along with flagpole setups are 15% off. That's 15, 20, and 25-foot in-ground kits, sectional, and aluminum. House spinner poles will keep your flag from wrapping in the wind, and a complete flag source has all of the right brackets. Visit a complete flag source, I-55 North Frontage Road, Jackson, or online at CompleteFlags.com.
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch. I need your understanding. I need your love so much.
All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB. I'm on a bit of a grumpy tear today, I guess. I'm so... Sometimes it gets to me. It's the end of a week, man. You gotta when you gotta wade through news and stuff and see the insanity that's going on in this world. Sometimes it gets to you. And today kind of ticking me off. But it's Friday. I get into a little bit of another subject here. This is another one. I'm meeting everybody halfway. Nobody wants to talk about foreign policy stuff, Mike. We got Joe Biden in the office. Did you hear that funny thing he said? Well, we're gonna get to that. Don't worry. I got time for that at the end of the show. The man. Holy cow. I wonder if the media can really even look at themselves in the mirror. I mean, they may be just true psychopaths and idiots. I don't know, but they know they're covering up for this man. It must be really, really hard to call yourself a journalist and watch a president in quite obvious, horrific mental decline, and you either are told to ignore it or you choose to ignore it. What a pack of worthless human beings. But anyway, I do talk about foreign policy here because I want to destroy your faith in the national security state of the United States. If you, many of you have woken up to the CDC, the FDA, many of these different agencies, I'm trying to wake you up to the Federal Reserve and the national security state because conservatives for too long, for too long have been thinking that as soon as somebody says national security, then you go along with anything they say because they must really know. They don't know anything but power and money. It has nothing to do with national security. Of course, our last real president, I know who most people are thinking, but I'm going to go a little further back than that. I think our last real president may have been John F. Kennedy Jr. He said, we must recognize that we cannot remake the world simply by our own command. Every nation has its own traditions, its own values, its own aspirations. We cannot remake them in our image. And he may have been the last president to say that and realize that you cannot go impose your will on everybody. Fast forward to today, and the warmonger, war criminal Joe Biden in office and his administration, as the U.S. is pulling troops out of Afghanistan and is changing its mission in Iraq, the Biden administration official made it clear in comments to Politico that there are no plans to pull out of Syria. Quote, I don't anticipate any changes right now to the mission or the footprint in Syria. This was an official who spoke on the condition of anonymity. There are currently about 900 U.S. troops in northeast Syria. What are the troops in northeast Syria doing? Anyone? Anyone? They are stealing oil from the Syrian people so that they cannot rebuild the country that we destroyed by unleashing ISIS on them. John McCain's got pictures arm in arm with the leaders of ISIS in Syria as they went to go wreck the place. We funded radical jihadis to destroy the country of Syria, and now we're stealing their oil so that they cannot get the money to rebuild. This is American foreign policy. And for a Christian nation to support this, either tacitly or enthusiastically, is a true disgrace. Quote, in Syria, we're supporting Syrian democratic forces in their fight against ISIS. This is what they're trying to tell you. This is the propaganda there. We were funding ISIS. Your paychecks years ago. Now, this is to Donald Trump's great credit. I believe he stopped this little program that Obama was running, which was actually paying radical jihadis in Syria. They got paychecks. Like every Friday, they pull up in the middle of the desert. Some guy jumps out of a U.S. paid for armored car and goes, payday, Hamad, Abdul. And they run up there and get their U.S. taxpayer paycheck. ISIS fighters. That's right. In Syria, we are supporting Syrian democratic forces in their fight against ISIS. That's been quite successful, and that's something that will continue, the official continued to say. And listen to this little nugget. I am so proud to be basically the only anti-war conservative, like consistently anti-war, not just anti the wars that my favorite politician tells me to be against, but being for the next war that he says we should fight. Because they're all a scam. According to the UN, the number of Syrians that are close to starvation is at 12.4 million people, or 60% of the population. And I'm sorry, Joe Biden is a warmonger, war criminal, but he is perpetuating a war crime of stealing a country's natural resources. That's a war crime. That's the war crime that Donald J. Trump started when he left our troops in there to surround the oil fields and take Syrian oil. I'll say it again. What would you think about the Chinese invading West Texas? And then they just come out and say, well, we're not going to invade the country anymore, but we're going to leave our troops there in West Texas, and we are going to take that crude oil. Yeah, we don't want to support the American regime, so we're just going to surround their oil facilities, their biggest oil facilities. We're going to take all that oil. I just can't imagine a lot of Americans would be okay with that. Particularly if, I guess, population adjusted, what's 60% of the U.S. population? If about 200 million Americans were at risk of starvation because of sanctions and then stealing our national resources, I bet a lot of people wouldn't like it if the Chinese did that to us. But for supposedly, to the loving Democrats, the loving liberals who support Joe Biden, that's okay. And to the conservative Christians out there, they thought it was okay that Donald Trump stole the oil as well. Really disgusting. And if it gets even worse, too. You know, who are the big threats to America's way of life? Now, I'll tell you, it's our own government and the Federal Reserve. But most people believe Fox News and retired General Jack Keane, that's on the Lou Dobbs show. Well, he's on every show all day long. I flipped past Fox News like last week, and even the teaser, they go, "And next up, retired General Jack Keane." And of course, they failed to disclose he sits on the board of directors of four different defense contractors. But anyway, so the big threat that they tell you about constantly is, you know, Russia and China, right? You know, and Iran and Venezuela and North Korea. But Russia and China. So what would be worse than facing off militarily with Russia or facing off militarily with China? If these are these two big existential threats, and the Republicans say it's China, the Democrats say it's Russia, both pretty powerful militaries. It's like us and then them in order. It's like us, China, Russia. So what would be worse than fighting either one of those countries? Well, fighting both of them together. This is from July 29th on Reuters. Russia and China will conduct joint military exercises involving 10,000 troops in mid-August, the Interfax news agency cited the Russian Defense Ministry is saying on Thursday. Moscow has sought to boost relations with China since 2014, when its political ties with the West sank to post-Cold lows over the annexation of Crimea. And this was when Barack Obama kicked off this hostility with Russia, and the Democrats went completely nutso with it. Of course, Donald Trump did not reverse that trend. He started, campaigned on saying, wouldn't it be great if we were friends with Russia? But he continued to levy sanctions on them because they dared to try to sell their oil to Europe on Nord Stream 2. So Donald Trump said, sanctioned every Russian he could find. And so now Russia and China have formed a very tight military alliance. Another foreign policy success. So if you wouldn't want to face off with Russia in a war and you wouldn't want to face off with China in a war, I would imagine that we don't want to see our troops have to go up against both of them together. And the funniest thing is that they're not natural allies. Russia is no longer a communist empire. Russia is actually probably more westernized, more a natural ally of the United States now after they finally dumped their communism. But instead of taking in Russia as an ally, we have actually forced Russia and China to become allies. Another great foreign policy success. Remember that next time you hear a Republican politician, they're probably, hold on a second. I think I can hear him up at Neshoba County right now, talking about huge military budgets, making sure that, yeah, you keep cheering for that. You're going to keep getting this kind of news. I'll be right back.
Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
All right, and some other foreign policy stuff that's going on right now. You know, I mean, come on. I mean, you know, there's no difference between America foreign policy and face masks. Both are so demonstrably failures, at least in the idea. Again, you know, failure is really relative, isn't it? The face mask, as I opened this show with, the face mask is a victory for the people that are forcing us into them, not because they control disease. They quite obviously don't.
But it's because it's a visual reminder to everybody every day to be scared. Every building you walk into, every other human being you encounter in a mask, you go, oh, yeah, I forgot I need to be scared of this virus. It's killing people. Conservative is as contagious as chicken pox. That's the scare word of the day. So the masks are ineffectual for disease control, but that's not their purpose. So while they seem like they're failures on the health front, they're actually successes to the Anthony Fauci's, the pharmaceutical companies who need to drive the fear to drive demand for a vaccine and acceptance of draconian rules. So you see what I mean? They look like they're failures, but to the people who are putting the masks on people, they're actually great successes because their goals are not what you think they are. Same thing with foreign policy. Because I'm going to read you failure after failure after failure every single week that I'm on the air about Americans' foreign policy. And you would think Americans would go, holy cow. I mean, a lot of people say we haven't won a war since World War II. And you think that that's some kind of a failure. It's not. That's the design of it. The design, the money is in the conflict, is in the prolonged wars. It's not in victory. Victory is not ever the goal. So what we see is failures because we're normal, sane human beings. We don't understand the psychopath's mind. To them, these things are victories, like this one. Since the U.S. began pulling troops out of Afghanistan at the beginning of May, the Taliban has been making significant gains against the U.S.-backed government. In an interview that aired Friday, CIA Director William Burns said he believes the Taliban is in the best military position they've been in since the war started in 2001. Now, to a lot of people, that sounds like a failure, right? That we went to Afghanistan and spent 20 years there and trillions of dollars, lost thousands of our troops, sounds like a failure, not to them. That went great. They got 20 years out of that, and they ain't done. This story goes on, and I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on it. The CIA is sticking around. We're leaving troops there to guard a 36-acre embassy where the CIA will be housed, and The Intercept recently put out an article about the CIA backing paramilitary groups, these death squads, the CIA backed death squads. Again, pull out your paycheck, take a look at your federal withholding. That goes to the CIA. That money goes from the CIA to these death squads in Afghanistan that slaughtered dozens of civilians, including children. Of course, our new CIA chief says the same thing that every other CIA chief says. He spoke fondly of CIA operations in the country. Quote, people should be proud of the role the CIA has played in Afghanistan. And of course, those of us most alert understand that the CIA is staying in Afghanistan, along with, I'm sure, a good number of contractors to make sure those poppy fields keep flowing. It was not an accident that poppy production went up about tenfold after the United States invaded Afghanistan. The Taliban didn't like the poppies, but when America got in there and kicked them out, we guarded. We had our troops guarding the poppy fields. And for those of you who don't know, that's the heroin fields. And strangely enough, over the last 20 years, we've had a huge new surge in heroin addiction. What a shocker. Again, that seems like a failure to you and me because we're normal and sane. To the psychopaths in charge, that is mission accomplished. And one other story here, too, just to show you what's going on over in North and South Korea. They are trying to get together again. And I say again, let me read this story. Let me find it here. On Tuesday, a fresh development may suggest a breakthrough could be on the horizon as North and South Korea's leaders have exchanged letters pledging they will, quote, restore relations. Strongly suggesting these letters contain more than just surface rhetoric and vague promises, it's also being reported that the sides have reopened military hotlines after a year ago Kim detonated a liaison office meant to symbolize the direct communication. So they are doing another, as Bloomberg summarizes, North Korean state media is confirming major efforts at, quote, recovering mutual trust. So North and South Korea are trying to reunite the peninsula. And the reason that I mention this now is, number one, you've been fear-mongered into this idea that North Korea was somehow going to just arbitrarily, spontaneously attack the United States, completely assuring their utter destruction. It never made any logical sense.
I've been talking about it ever since it was mentioned, probably since I've been on the air. But this is not the first time. North and South Korea have been trying to reunite, trying to restore relations for maybe about a decade now. Maybe not quite that long, but I know stories that go back to 2015, 2014, where they were trying to get together. You would think that'd be a good thing, right? Good for world peace, North and South Korea, the Korean War finally over. We could bring our 36,000 troops home. But every time that these two powers get together and say they want to restore relations, you know what happens? And I would imagine it may happen very soon now. I'll be keeping an eye on it. The American foreign policy establishment goes in and stops the South Koreans from approaching North Korea for reunification, for peace. We threaten them with things like, well, we'll take our troops out, we'll take away foreign aid, we'll do this, we'll do that, because North Korea is your enemy and North Korea is a danger and you don't need to be talking to them. And it's like the mean girls in a high school. These countries have been trying at peace for quite a while now. And the United States foreign policy, because what you would think is, again, this goes back to what you and I see as success and what they see as success is different. You and I would think that peace on the Korean Peninsula would be a good thing and a success for everybody. But it's not. A whole lot of military spending goes into keeping the North Korean regime as a danger to the rest of the world. It sells a lot of weapons, generates a lot of war talk. It continues the military empire, keeps the 36,000 U.S. troops cycling through South Korea. And that's the name of the game. How long have the troops been in South Korea? When did the Korean War end? Was it 1958? And we still have troops in South Korea? And any time these countries have tried to get together, we've stopped them. Us. Again, that seems like a failure that this war has been going on for as long as it has. The longest running, I don't know what they classify it as. But it is the longest running conflict that we've been involved with around the world. Again, 36,000 troops on the border between South Korea and North Korea. In danger, too, if we ever did actually provoke any kind of a response from North Korea. But that's not a failure to the foreign policy establishment. That's a success. To be able to keep your troops somewhere and keep hostilities going for 60 years to them, that's a huge victory. I'll be right back.
Mike Madison here. All of us should be flying our U.S. flag. And now's the perfect time to contact a Complete Flag Source to have a flagpole installed at your home or business. For a limited time, all U.S. flags up to 5x8 along with flagpole setups are 15% off. That's 15, 20, and 25-foot in-ground kits, sectional, and aluminum. House spinner poles will keep your flag from wrapping in the wind, and a Complete Flag Source has all of the right brackets. Visit a Complete Flag Source, I-55 North Frontage Road, Jackson, or online at CompleteFlags.com.
All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB. And since it's Friday and we're finishing up another week, we do it the same way every single week. Well, I combine a ton of different news stories, gaffes, clips, some funny, some aggravating, just to point out the insanity of the world and the clip in the little segment I call This Week on the Crazy Train. There's a woman named Yamiche Alcindor. Have you ever heard of this woman? She hosts Washington This Week. I think that's a PBS show. She is, and this is obviously, you got to give somebody credit when they are one of the absolute worst in Washington, D.C. I mean, she is some kind of bad. She was a huge, just hysterical Trump basher. She's just wrong on just about everything, but listen to her do a little bit of virtue signaling here about her covering the Trump administration. But this clip was worth it to me just for some reason. I got really tickled by what she says at the very end of this clip.
I don't know if you heard my question, but I was really struck by the fact that Trump was the first sitting president that you covered, because, I mean, just your professionalism in the face of some of the things that he would say, some of the bullying, I mean, for lack of a better way of describing it.
So this woman just lies and lies and lies about Donald Trump, and he says something back to her, and that becomes somehow bullying. But she was such a victim.
And I'm curious what lessons you learned from that.
It's a great question. And he was former President Trump was the first president that I ever covered. I had encountered people, especially politicians, who would sometimes get aggressive, who would sometimes trying to score political points or trying to confuse journalists, would go after them. So I, in some ways, had this sort of foundation of, like, I know what this feels like when a politician tries to deflect when you're trying to ask them a pointed question. So, of course, I had never done that with millions of people watching. So it was a sort of out-of-body experience when the president...
This fawning over each other is just... I mean, the media is so bad, yet they do this constantly. They fawn over each other and talk about their professionalism and just how fantastic they are, when probably 95% of the American people just have a visceral hate for all of them.
And it was saying things like, you're nasty and you're threatening. I had this really grounded sense of the country is really, really looking for answers. People are...
She's such a guardian on the wall for all of us.
Are dying. People are burying generations of their families with people that had family members on generators who were fighting for their lives. And here was a president who...
Did you catch that? I don't know why this one tickled me so much. She's talking about, she gets into the COVID, people watching generations of their families die. I got to tell you, I still don't know anybody who died of COVID. That doesn't mean much. I've got a small social circle, pretty tight little group, but... I don't know if I don't think if I've even read a story about people who lost generations of their family to COVID.
When the president was saying things like, you're nasty and you're threatening, I had this really grounded sense of the country is really, really looking for answers. People are dying. People are burying generations of their families with people that had family members on generators who...
People had family members on generators. I didn't see that either. I didn't see the generations dying, and I didn't see anybody hooked up to a generator. Gavin Newsom. Oh, the tireless COVID warrior. You saw he got busted again. His child was at a camp. The camp explicitly told him before he sent his son there that masks were not enforced. It is your choice for your child to wear a mask or not, but they do not force mask compliance. He knew that going in, and somebody snapped a picture of his kid on the basketball court, no mask, just sitting there, not playing the sport, sitting there with his other unmasked buddies, and Gavin Newsom had to go jerk his kid out of camp to cover his own political butt. But he's been such a tireless COVID warrior. Listen to him whine.
But we... are exhausted, respectfully, exhausted by the ideological prism that too many Americans are living under. We're exhausted by the Ron Johnsons and the Tucker Carlsons. We're exhausted by the Marjorie Taylor Greens. We're exhausted by the right-wing echo chamber that has been perpetuating misinformation around the vaccine and its efficacy and safety. We're exhausted by the politicalization of this pandemic, and that includes mask wearing that has been equated to the Holocaust. It's disgraceful. It's unconstitutional. It's unconscionable.
Oh, poor Kevin Newsom. He's exhausted. Oh, give him a break. He needs another night at the French Laundry. He's so tired. We're going to get to his misinformation stuff about the... He says, you know, if you question the efficacy of this vaccine, then you're some kind of a weirdo right-wing nut job. This was Geraldo. Listen to what Geraldo said. I mean, this is truly pretty amazing stuff. Geraldo is an old-school liberal, so he's not as nutso usually as a lot of people on the left. But listen to him talk about the unvaccinated.
I know that some people will think less of me when I say what I'm about to say. I think less of people who are not vaccinated. I think that it is an arrogant, selfish, reckless act.
To decide what happens to your own body is now a selfish, irresponsible, reckless act in Geraldo's mind.
And I have 5 grandchildren, all under the age of 12, who are susceptible to someone sneezing on them. I think it is absolutely so selfish that it is appalling. Sometimes government has to tell, not ask. The government has to tell right now. I want people to have to show when I go to the bar, I want to know everybody's vaccinated. Or.
Yeah. So there you go. As I said, you know, while they're forcing masks back onto people's face, the authoritarians, the true psychopaths in our society, are being unmasked. They are sticking with, and I'm leading up to something here because we're gonna get to some Fauci clips. Geraldo might want to rethink this idea of thinking that just by keeping his children only near vaccinated people, they're going to be safe. But they're continuing to perpetuate this idea this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
On Sunday, Provincetown, Massachusetts, on Cape Cod, approved an emergency indoor mask mandate after an outbreak of 551 cases there, nearly 70% of them in fully vaccinated people.
Whoa, wait, hold on, what? I thought this was, you remember, you've heard it. Pandemic of the unvaccinated, they say. Now, what was this statistic again in Massachusetts?
On Sunday, Provincetown, Massachusetts, on Cape Cod, approved an emergency indoor mask mandate after an outbreak of 551 cases there, nearly 70% of them in fully vaccinated people.
70% vaccinated people. Huh, that's interesting, Gavin Newsom, Geraldo. I wonder if they heard that clip. Maybe they just don't know. They are trying to bury that. But the good news is it's kind of like wars. It's all about what your perspective is on these things. You know, is the battle against COVID, are we handling the Delta variant right? Well, some people say, who is this? Oh, this is Allison Camerata. She's a CNN host. She sees a great victory with the Delta variant.
I mean, one silver lining, if that's the right word, of the Delta variant is that we have seen vaccination rates tick up a little bit this week. People are scared.
Yeah.
People
oh,
are scared. They are getting the word that the Delta variant is super serious, and we are seeing a bit of a tick up in vaccination rate again.
Which, according to that last clip from Massachusetts, is completely useless and probably dangerous. I mean, I don't know. When you start getting numbers like 70% of the people are vaccinated, it seems like, I mean, again, I'm from a public school. Public school math tells me that your chances of, in that group, that outbreak in Massachusetts, your chances of getting it if you were unvaccinated were a lot less than if you were vaccinated. Of course, the science is ever evolving here. And so for Geraldo and Gavin Newsom and Allison Camerata, who think it's always good news that you get vaccinated because that protects everybody from everything, Anthony Fauci doesn't agree.
We've learned clearly now, without a doubt, that people who are vaccinated get a breakthrough infection, actually have enough virus in their nasopharynx that they can actually transmit it to other people and have documented transmitted to other people.
What?
So because of that,
But I don't understand. It's the unvaxxed who are the enemy of humanity. We are the diseased super spreaders out here. I think we're heroes. I consider myself in the control group. In any great experiment, you need people who have taken the medication and people who have not taken the medication so you can compare them. I mean, I think the unvaccinated amongst us, I think I am a hero. I'm risking my life every day as part of this trial in the control group. But isn't that interesting that the unvaccinated are being cast as the spreaders, as Geraldo doesn't want anybody unvaccinated around his children? He'll kick their butt if they come anywhere near his child. He wants to see your papers. Well, how does he square that with what Fauci is saying right here?
That they can actually transmit it to other people and have documented transmitted to other people. So because of that, the virus has really changed, and that has really triggered.
What did they say? Whatever it is, the DNA sequencing of this thing has changed like 0.2%. They are trying to make this Delta variant out like it is some kind of, oh my gosh, we never could have seen this coming. That's what they always say. We never could have seen this coming. Coronavirus, the original, it's barely changed. Barely changed.
The change in the CDC guidelines. So right now, the way you correctly said, that even if you are vaccinated, you need to wear a mask in indoor public settings.
Because you're a super spreader.
In the areas that have a high degree of transmissibility, namely the orange and red areas of the CDC designation.
There you go. What does Geraldo say to that? He says nobody unvaccinated can be around, but he's fine with anybody vaccinated being around his child. But that's Anthony Fauci telling you, oh, you've got just as much of a viral load as anybody else, even if you've been vaccinated. To show you, this is just real. I mean, this is in your face stuff. Vaccination programs, masks, it's not about health. It's about control. It's about compliance. And nothing proved it more than this out of Great Britain this past week.
I'm grateful for the Honourable Member's question, Mr. Speaker. On the Novavax trial participants, they will have their vaccine pass in the United Kingdom. And of course, we're working with other countries to make sure that that is recognised. But as far as the UK is concerned, they will be considered as fully vaccinated, whether they've had the placebo or the vaccine.
So there you go. How is it about your health if people who got a placebo, which is akin to no vaccine, it is no vaccine. See, they don't care about the vaccine. They care about your compliance. They give you privileges as long as you do what they say. That's what it's really about. And this is my clip of the week, maybe clip of the month. And to all you doctors out there who tell you that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, this is the Australian Health Ministry coming out and giving their COVID update on all of the people in Australia hospitalized for COVID. Hospitalized, not cases. These are people who got really, really sick.
There are a number of people in hospital. 141 people are in hospital with COVID at present, and 43 are in intensive care, 18 of whom require ventilation. So this is a very serious disease. Of those 141, 60 are under the age of 55 and 28 under the age of 35. And of the 43 people in intensive care, one is in their teens, seven are in their 20s, three are in their 30s, 14 are in their 50s. And 12 are in their 60s, and 6 are in their 70s. So this is affecting people of all ages with very serious disease.
Now wait for it. Here it comes. Boy, Australia. That must be a bunch of those Australian rubes and rednecks who wouldn't go get their shot, right?
All but one are vaccinated. One person has just received one dose of vaccine.
Every single one of them in the hospital, on ventilators, in the ICU, every single one of them is vaccinated. One guy's only had one shot, but he rolled up his sleeve and he took one shot. That didn't save him either. Two shots doesn't save you. One shot doesn't save you. And there's not even a single case in the Australian medical system right now in their hospitals. There's not one unvaccinated person in there. They're all vaccinated. How about that, Geraldo? Gavin Newsom? Alison Camerota. It'd be interesting to hear you explain that.
If you're considering renovations, remodels, or roofing, call on Tri-County Restoration. Do you have an insurance claim? We work with all insurance companies. Tri-County offers kitchen and bath remodels, wood floor refinishing, patio and sunroom additions, and is a GAF-certified roofing contractor. And Tri-County Restoration can handle new construction for that home you've always dreamed of. Call Tri-County Restoration, 601-856-2530, or visit our website, tcr.ms. That's tcr.ms.
All right, final segment for the week. And you know, I love my listeners. I really appreciate the people who support this show and who support WYAB. We are the rebel outpost. I mean, we are the resistance. I'm telling you. I don't think in central Mississippi there's anybody else out there that's not pushing the mainstream narrative. Oh, they may tinker around the edges of it, but they're lockstep with just about every program that's being rolled out on us. Not WYAB. So I appreciate it. So I always want to pass on whatever I can do to make your life better. And that would be my guidance to you to head out to your pod this weekend, looking for somewhere to go, looking to grab something to eat, even if you want to take it home. Your pod, 340 Calhoun Station Parkway out in Gluckstadt. This is a veteran-owned business, a locally-owned business. They have weathered the storm. We'll see if they try to shut them down again. I think I may go tape myself to the front door if the authorities come try to shut down our restaurants again. But anyway, your pie has made it, and they're doing great. Went to their lunch the other day, and the place was packed. Food is fantastic. 10-inch brick oven-fired pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, gelatos, brownies, beers, wines. They got it all. They got televisions. You want to catch a sporting event, maybe watch some of the Olympics. There'll be more energy in the room at your pie than there is in the stands of the Olympics right now because Japan's lost its mind. But anyway,
that won't ruin your time. Take your family, take a date, take your buddies, head out to Yearpie, 340 Calhoun Station Parkway out in Gluckstadt. Make sure you download the Yearpie app. I saw something. I got an email. I don't have time to pull it up. Some big points-a-palooza this weekend. You get like extra points or something today or this weekend. I don't know. Download the app. Find out what it is. They're going to give you a bunch of rewards for coming there. And if you go once, you're going to go many times. So check it out. That's Yearpie, 340 Calhoun Station Parkway out in Gluckstadt. All right. I got a couple of clips here from our man. It just makes you really have a lot of confidence in America to know that Joe Biden is our president now, steering the ship. Problem is, he does not have the same faith in you. And here's what he says to 70% of Mississippians.
Today, President Biden weighing in on mandating vaccines for all federal employees.
That's under consideration right now, but if you're not vaccinated, you're not nearly as smart as I thought you were.
Yeah, you hear that? 70% of Mississippians? If you're not vaccinated, you're not as smart as he thought you were. Basically, he's saying, I didn't know that many of you were stupid. I got to tell you, I'm not going to take my I'm not going to allow this guy to gauge anybody's intellect. This is some of his town hall, the word salad on the Don Lemon town hall.
I've heard you speak about it because you always, I'm not being solicitous, but you're always straight up about what you're doing. And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you
come on, buddy.
Are why can't
you can do
the,
it.
The
come on.
Experts say
it's there.
We know that this virus
what?
Is in fact
it's
going to be we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved but permanently approved.
Yeah.
That's underway too. I expect that to occur quickly.
Well, that means you mean for the FDA.
So Don Lemon has to come in at the end and try to save him, try to give some context to that word salad he just was talking about. Here is another one of his nuggets from the town hall.
Trust it in interlocutors. Think of the people. If your kid wanted to find out whether or not there's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something, or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not.
What?
You know, who are the people they talk to beyond the kids who love talking about it? They go to people they respect.
What? 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 Man, I'm, okay, anywhere. Let's see. This is just a medley. And none of these things are repeated. Okay, it's like not one clip is not used over and over again. This is during the course of a couple of times Joe Biden's, you know, he's the not a joke guy. Very weird mannerisms of him. But this is actually just a medley of some of the, well, you just listen.
But all kidding aside, those of you who travel abroad, not a joke. I'm serious. Heads of state, I give you my word as a Biden. I'm not a joke. Xi Jinping in China, who I know well. We don't agree on a lot of things. He's a bright and really tough guy. These guys actually are betting. I'm not joking on autocracies. It really has. Not a joke. Number one, my message is...
Is Biden under the impression that he's funny? Is somebody telling him he's got a great sense of humor and people are always... Because I'm kind of like that in my real life. I'm always cracking jokes, trying to be sarcastic. I use a lot of puns. So sometimes when I tell somebody something serious, they actually laugh and I have to go, no, I'm serious. I really am dying. No, Joe Biden, somebody must have told him he's funny because he constantly does this. No, not a joke. Not a joke. Nobody's even laughing.
Well, let me finish the question. Experts say we know that this virus is in fact it's going to be we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved but permanently approved. Okay, to allay their fields, the various that misinformation is going to kill people. Not a joke. I mean, come on, I'm being a wise guy now. So that, but that I shouldn't make fun of. That's good. It's good that I'm feeling better about it. I'm not being a wise guy now. We will in fact reduce.
Here's my favorite one. I liken this to the, I guess someone said Beetlejuice the other day. You know, say Beetlejuice three times. I guess Beetlejuice appeared in the old movie. Joe Biden thinks he can handle inflation by just telling inflation to lower itself three times in a row.
Inflation. Reduce inflation. reduce inflation. But it is, I sincerely mean this. Well, guess what? People stop working. People are coming back. And guess what? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It relates to what, in fact, is now needed because we're growing. Look, no, I'm not being facetious. I'm not being facetious. You had up to 20 Republicans sign a letter.
They're laughing with you, Joe, not at you. Oh, man, I'm about to run out of time. I still got some other ones. Let's see. Well, maybe I got time for this one here. This tells you about America.
Capitol Hill poised to make history. The Senate Armed Services Committee advancing a bill that, if signed into law, would require young women for the first time to register for the draft at 18.
Oh, gosh. What has happened to us? A rugged individualist nation of strong men. Now we need women to go fight our battles for us. That's all the time I got. Have a fantastic weekend. See you Monday. Bye-bye.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.